Some business owners are encouraged with the results they've seen from the first 3 days of Operation Rio Grande. Others say they're cautiously optimistic. Downtown Alliance Executive Director Jason Mathis says Salt Lake City tried to clear out criminals on their own.
Salt Lake City didn't have the resources necessary to address this.
But while business owners and residents say these changes are a step in the right direction, resident Susanna Clark says she's frustrated it took so long for the steps to be taken. She believes it has taken police too long to arrive at Pioneer Park after being called.
By the time that they arrive, the bad people are gone.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.